Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to get back to the sports talk.
All right, let's do this thing. Go!
Sports Daily is on KFH.
He's got all the insight of what you want to know and maybe some of what you don't want to know. Here's K-State insider Tim Fitzgerald.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Sports Daily on KFH. Jacob Albrock, Tommy Caster, joined by Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com, at Life of Fitz on social media. Fitz, how are you this morning?
I am wonderful. Thanks for having me early so I can go to the dentist.
That's fun. Are you expecting cavities or work? No,
this is just my 6 month cleaning so I can be all shiny and new.
Well, we just put your smiling grill up on the video stream. So you got to keep that intact. You got to take care of that. Fitz, I want to start with Dylan Edwards. We'll get to the Ireland thing in a minute. Yesterday, I don't ever like to tell people what to think or how to feel or anything like that, but I feel like for K-State fans that might be like, no, you rejected us, you stabbed us in the back, all these things. I don't want to tell anybody how to feel, but my advice would be let it go and welcome this kid back with open arms if they can get him back, because he would be a really nice fit in this offense right away.
Absolutely. I mean, look, if you're in sales and someone tells you no repeatedly and then goes with another customer or another, company, you don't burn that bridge. You leave it open so that you can go back to them, particularly if they're unhappy, and get them to switch. Look, K-State did a good job with this. They never closed the door to Dylan Edwards. They were very kind about his switch. There was some tension around it, but the door was always open for a return. And that's the right way to play it with Kansas kids, because we've all had that where, okay, I'm going out on my own. Maybe I should do my own thing. And then you realize, home's not that bad. And I think that's where we're at with this. I think he needs to trust the ground underneath his feet and know the people around him a little bit. He's had an interesting experience from what I'm told in Boulder.
He's definitely a guy, Fitz, that, I feel like we all know how talented he is, and we've known that for a long time. But he's definitely a kind of a plug-and-play running back, I think, for whatever program he ends up with. How do you think that, if he ends up in Manhattan and actually plays for the Wildcats next season, what's the best way, do you think, for the Kansas State offense to utilize him?
Well, they are looking for a second running back. They came out of spring and realized, hey, we got some good young backs, but we're not sure we're there yet with them being, the backup and at minimum like 10 carries a game. So they decided to go find someone with a little more experience, and Dylan pops up, and he changes the equation a little bit. He might demand more than, 10 snaps, 20 snaps, whatever that is, a game. I might be able to rest DJ Giddens a little bit more than originally predicted. But also you can use Dylan in the slot as a receiver, and he gives you an immediate kickoff, a punt returner. So there's a lot of things you can do with Dylan, and because you would have Dylan with Avery and DJ, it might create some other formations that you weren't even looking at so that you can get more players involved and really mess with the defense and try to figure out who's going to carry the ball amongst that group.
There's value in keeping your star quarterback happy, too, I think, in an era where players can be lured away, having those two together is probably never a bad thing. It's just interesting. What's also interesting is, there could be potential rival schools in the mix for him as well, and that would be the ultimate acid in the wound is if Dylan Edwards ended up at KU, because you know what? He'd really help them too.
Right.
And, you know, that's what will be interesting to see as this plays out. This could be a great day or a terrible day for K-State fans when he makes his decision.
As I sit here right now, and of course I don't have any morning updates on what's progressing, I'll be surprised if it's not at K-State. But with the NIL, you just don't know what's going to transpire. And I'm told that's not really the motivator here. Trying to get back to where he feels like he belongs is more of the motivator. This is Dylan driven, not the family. And I don't know, maybe people in Wichita are more conscious of this, but Dylan and Avery are tight. The families are tight. There's a sense of it is coming home, even though he never played at K-State. So his father did. That hasn't been a real factor in any of this decision-making. So it's going to be intriguing to see how this plays out, because I think Texas A&M's jumped into it now, and that will be NIL. That will be a lot of money. They're throwing money around, and I guess they didn't learn from the last time that doesn't exactly build a cohesive locker room to have everyone arguing about how much they're getting paid and playing. But, you know, it might be amount of money that the Edwards can't turn down. But again, Dylan, from what I'm told, has not been particularly happy in Boulder. It's a strange experience playing for Deion. And I've heard multiple transfers out there say, I got to get to a real football program that's run like a college program. I think Dylan probably feels the same way, to feel more connected to the campus and his teammates.
I want to segue here, and this is off topic of the Dylan Edwards situation, and I know we're going to talk about the Ireland game and all of that here in a little bit, but as we're talking about, and I just kind of thought of this because you mentioned how, you know, obviously both Kansas State and Kansas are interested in Dylan Edwards, and he's got some, at least a level of interest in both programs. I know that, and I've been following the social media over the last week or so. Do you guys still have an interview with Travis Goff at KU? And I want to know kind of what that looks like, and, you know, how that whole thing has sort of come about as it relates to the stadium project at the University of Kansas.
Yeah, that's this afternoon.
Okay.
Zach Carlson, my photographer, videographer, and I will head over. We're expecting to have a, you know, sit-down interview. It won't be long. I don't have that many questions. I think people have seen me talking about the stadium and thought I'm against it or against the Gateway. No, I like both projects. I just don't understand the connection between the two. I think they're two different projects. And I had some people up in arms because I said the Gateway project is on hold. Well, it isn't if you look at the stadium as being part of it. But, you know, the Gateway isn't being built. I mean, I think that's an indication that the Gateway portion of this is most on hold, although the Conference Center is part of this phase. But I think all the focus will certainly be on getting that stadium ready for 2025. But, no, the KU administration, Daniel Burke, called me, got it set up. They've been wonderful. And I don't expect this to be confrontational at all. I just got a few questions about funding and understanding, and could have been done by an email, but they want us to come over to Lawrence, sit down, and we're more than happy to. I enjoy going to Lawrence.
Always stirring the pot, Fitz. That's why we love you.
I know. And I don't really mean to that much. I think people have overreacted to what I'm demanding here. You know, what I want is I just want some answers on funding. And a lot of fans have told me what's going on, often conflicting with their source being Trust Me Bro. And, you know, I just want to get a little firmer answer, understanding the financing and how, you know, it might impact other schools in the state with state-directed taxpayer funding. They're not using general funds from the state of Kansas. It has come out of a grant-matching program. And, you know, every school applied. Every other school is doing straight-up academic concerns, and this has a stadium in it. And I'm just personally of the belief that you shouldn't, in this economic environment in which we're in right now, over the last 10 years, maybe into the future, use any kind of taxpayer funds for college athletic facilities. That's just my belief. I think we've got enough things going on in the state, and certainly the funding of our higher education has lacked a little bit here in the state of Kansas. We've got a lot of maintenance that's backed up, and I noticed KU's budget shortfall in 2022 was rather dramatic. I'm just not comfortable with any kind of taxpayer money going to athletic facilities. In this age of these kind of revenues for athletic departments, I think it probably should be mostly paid out of them. But you know what? Also, KU, that's one of the biggest points of pride in that stadium is the graduation aspect, and I respect that. I just think there might have been other ways to go about this. I just want to talk to Travis a little bit about it because I really like projects. I'm into this. I mean, I really follow the Royals Chiefs stuff. I don't know why. I can't build anything, but I just find these kind of construction projects and how they come about and how they get executed in this short time is absolutely fascinating.
Well, it's easier when you don't have to pay for it. I'm not talking about the KU situation because I'm not educated enough. I'm talking about the pro situation. Like, I think people are fed up with paying for billionaire projects. Let the billionaires pay for their own projects.
Yeah, I think
that's at the core of it. The college thing has more wrinkles than I'm educated up to. We'll leave that to you. But it's an interesting dynamic all across the board. I get it. It's uncomfortable, right? We can't afford to send our kids to college right now. Let's fix that. There are a lot of issues there, but at the same time, you got to keep up with the Joneses, right? Like if you're going to stay competitive, which is important, it's an interesting debate. I'll be curious to see that discussion. I think it will be, good and healthy and fine.
It might be a wonderful 5-minute video or 2-minute video. I don't know where this is going to go. And I appreciate Athletic Director Goff for setting aside some time for me. I'm more than glad to ask questions. That's what I do.
We got some pretty good athletic directors in the state of Kansas right now that are available and are open to conversations and all across the board at all three of the big universities. Yeah. And I do appreciate that. Fitz, Ireland. Ireland. Are you going to go?
That would be the plan. There's some other outliers there that might prevent it, depending on my health. But that's the plan. It's, about as I look at airfares for the equivalent dates in August this year, they're, naturally next year's August isn't on sale yet. About $1,300, $1,250 a person out of Kansas City.
Round trip there.
It's not as bad as I thought. But it's open posted. That sounds good. Family of four, that's $5,000. And I'm like, yeah, that's not as good. We won't be taking the dogs. So that cuts down so our kids aren't going. It's a big bite for my company. I'll be honest. I mean,
but,
just to send two of us over for $5,000 is, for $2,500, it's a lot plus hotel.
Don't you think, though, Farmageddon, I don't know how big the stadium they play in over there is, but they're going to sell that out. I was so excited to see that game over there. A, they'll sell it out. Give Ireland a little taste of a great college rivalry. Like, I'm in. I think this is a really cool idea. And I know that, you maybe sort of lose getting to have that game somewhere on one of those home campuses. But if we're taking what the best of college football is across the pond, I mean, that's good stuff. And for K-State, what's it been since the early 90s at Nebraska, since they've played an overseas game? Like, it's been a long time. This will be really cool.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think they'll sell it out.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think Iowa State and Kansas State fans will overrun Dublin and probably damage diplomatic relations between the two nations after the beer drought of 2025 hits. Because these two fan bases drank all the beer in Ireland. and it'll be a shock to their economy. That's my predictions. Maybe I'm out on a limb with that one.
I don't mean to rain on the parade here, and I'm probably going to sound like, you know, old man yelling at clouds. I hate this. I hate this plan. And if it was any other game except for Farmageddon, I'd be more okay with it. But I just feel bad that, like, I know it's only 1 year, but that it's being moved away, you know, from here. I mean, from local, for whether, you know, is it Ames or is it Manhattan next year? It'd be Manhattan, right?
It's Ames.
Okay. So I feel bad for the Ames.
No. I'm sorry. This game, the Ireland game, is Manhattan.
Okay.
And then 26 is Ames. And 27, they're off.
Right. Yeah, that's true. And so,
resolved. Yeah,
there's not a ton more games, not a lot of years left remaining, you know, on this, you know, Farmageddon, at least the way it's scheduled now. And I just feel bad that it's going away from home, you know. When I first saw that K-State was playing in Ireland, I'm like, okay, I can get behind that. That's pretty cool. Then I saw it was the Iowa State game, and I'm like, wow, I wish it was a different one. You know, anything other than Iowa State or the Sunflower Showdown, any other opponent I would have been good with. I'm sure that, you know, overall, from just the, you know, visibility perspective and the fact that, you know, you get to play overseas and all of that stuff is good. But just from, you know, the fan perspective, I don't love it. Yeah. I don't love it's that matchup.
No, it impacts local business in a negative way. A lot of fans won't be able to afford to go. They lose going to home game. They love coming and tailgating. It's just a whole family experience in the K-State culture. So there's some pushback, but there's a significant financial component for the athletic department, which in this era is going to be part of it. And also, all fans of all Big 12 institutions, you know, better get used to their fans or their programs jumping through, you know, some obstacles here to get on national TV, to be not just on national TV, but in a major time slot, you know, whether this game's on NBC or Peacock or whatever, it's going to be a highly visible week zero game. And that's the same reason why the Big 12 is playing on Fridays now. You got to find your windows of opportunity to get in front of as many people as possible. And this is one. And what's interesting about this game is the other games so far have had one really big name and then an opponent. You know, for Nebraska, they lost to Northwestern, which was, you know, not good for Scott Frost. But last year was Notre Dame and Navy, which is a good rivalry, but, you know, I mean, Navy's not going to travel. We could send our Navy. That'd be kind of effective. And then you got K-State, Iowa State, and the future one in 27 is Wisconsin-Pitt. The organizers are fired up about getting a rivalry game in their stadium.
I think it's cool. I think it's a unique opportunity every once in a while. These fan bases will deliver for them. Fitz, we're up against it here. Enjoy the dentist. You know, have a great time. Go powercat.com for all the latest on K-State. Let's do this again next week.
Sounds good, boys. Great to hear from you.
There goes Tim Fitzgerald. If you missed anything there, you can go back and listen to that for free at kfhradio.com. Those segments get put out there, podcasted form. Jad gets that ready for us. And there you go. We'll come back. More Sports Daily right after this.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.